news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Dallas, authorities are clarifying the number of victims again after a deadly shooting at an ICE facility. ICE officials say one detainee is dead and the suspected shooter is also dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. ABC's Maria Villarreal is on scene and spoke with a mother who was there with her daughter at the facility for a scheduled appointment.
She said her daughter was actually outside when this happened. The building went on lockdown. They were stuck inside and then her daughter was outside waiting for her. That way when she was done with her status check-in, she would come out and be with her family. The daughter had nowhere to go. She hid behind cars. She was actually on a phone call with other family members when this happened. Very scary moments for them all that were inside and outside the building.
Authorities still don't have a motive. Mark Zuckerberg posting on Threads today that Instagram has grown to 3 billion monthly active users. Meta CEO called it a milestone ahead of the social media platform's 15th anniversary. And stocks ended lower today for a second day. This is ABC News. In Arizona, the results are in following yesterday's special election. The daughter of a late congressman voted in to fill his seat. That filled vacancy could also impact the push for the Justice Department to release all the Epstein files.
The election of Arizona Democrat Adelita Grijalva to the seat held by her late father, Raul, was expected. When she's sworn in, Congresswoman Grijalva is due to become the critical 218th member of the House to sign on to a petition that would force a vote on a measure requiring the release of the Epstein files. If that bill were to pass the House, it would go to the Senate and then have to be signed by President Trump in order to become law. GOP leadership opposes the bill, saying it's unnecessary and risks the privacy of not only Epstein's victims, but also his associates who've never been charged with a crime. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Typhoon Ragasa slamming Hong Kong with surge in floodwaters and heavy winds. Southeast China bracing for the powerful storm to make landfall. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The field for governor continues to get bigger. Now Representative Tom Tiffany has announced he's running. It was widely speculated he'd launch a campaign to take Wisconsin's top seat. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girl sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to lead the whole state and took aim at leadership in neighboring states and in Madison.
We cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl.
In the Republican primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Primaries are next August, and the general election will be the following November. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
With deer hunting seasons opening across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to test their deer for chronic wasting disease. Hunters have a variety of options to test for the disease, including self-service kiosks, using meat processors that can assist with sampling, arranging an appointment with the DNR, or by doing it themselves at home or in the field. Hunters should also be aware of counties with baiting and feeding bans that have been triggered by positive chronic wasting disease tests. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Crew trying to avoid the sweep today after losing another late night game on the West Coast, 7-0 to the Padres in San Diego. How can a team with the best record in baseball get shut out? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When balls aren't falling or borderline pitches or strike threes and things like that, it's tough times. But you got to get through it. Every team goes through it.
NFL, the Packers making a move, releasing veteran receiver Mecole Hardman from the practice squad last night after losing to the Browns on Sunday, the team signing a rookie speedster, Jacoby Keeney-James, out of UMass, who spent some time with the Lions. Matt LaFleur on being beat by a Browns team that had not won a game since last November.
I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that, and you can't take any game for granted. The goal is to go 1-0 every week. It pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, areas of fog and lows in the low 50s. Sunshine continues for tomorrow and beautiful, highs in the mid-70s. And more sun in mid-70s again Friday. The dry and mild weather is expected to continue through the weekend into early next week. Currently at 64 degrees.
WGBW. My baby does the hanky-panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah.
Baby does a hanky panky. On down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her.
Get real low inside now.
Hey, my baby does a hanky panky.
So much for not kissing and telling. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here with Jefferson Airplane.
And the truth is found to be lies. And all the joy within you.
Love.
They stopped making music like this. We don't know either.
God only knows what I'd be with.
dog night, local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, broadcasting from downtown Green Bay. And you will be singing joy to the world if you end up the grand prize winner in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Yeah, in addition to there being daily winners of $200 in gold jewelry, everybody has a chance at that grand prize. And let me tell you what it is. I mean, I think you've heard, but let me just give you the full details on that. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay take on Minnesota. It's a home game, yes. November 23rd, a noon game. So even if you're coming from out of town, you know, it won't be late. Plus, if you are coming from out of town, or if you're not, you're going to get a gas card to get you to the game. This is a $1,550 value. Yeah, I'd say that's worth it for downloading the Civic Media app, which is free in your phone's app store. Another keyword after 5 o'clock.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes. Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Another sad day night, but I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. Got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to.
Another
nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You smell that? Something's burning.
You lie in gentle sleep beside me. I hear your warm and rhythmic breathing. I take your hand and hold it tightly. Listen, can you not hear our young hearts beating? I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning. And I hear it come. Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? I hear it come. Feel it. Feel it. Fire. Fire. Something's burning. Something's burning. I think it's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire. It's love, and I think it's love.
Get the-
Percy Sledge, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I know I say that, but I truly am grateful that you have chosen to tune in. And, you know, it's probably not because of me. It's probably because of, you know, the great oldies or the local news. You know, if it was a tiny bit about me, that'd be cool, you know. I'm human, right? Here's Connie Feldman with a local news update.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. While the federal Equal Rights Amendment has yet to be ratified, a Wisconsin amendment has been introduced in Madison. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday. Co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, the ERA reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic." At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president Irene Strobin said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill, not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
"I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts."
The youngest of the
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, areas of fog and lows in the low 50s. Sunshine continues for tomorrow and beautiful, highs in the mid-70s. And more sun in mid-70s again Friday. The dry and mild weather is expected to continue through the weekend into early next week. Currently, it's 66.
Yeah.
You're home for local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. If you dig rock and roll music, then I got a song for you.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Another reminder, if you're heading to the Farmer's Market on Broadway, it does go till 8 o'clock still, and there is one more market next week.
Whenever I see you smile at me,
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. My name is Eric Westfall. Good afternoon to you. Great show coming to the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. It's Friday, October 3rd. They bring a lot of great shows through there, a lot of tribute shows in that. And this is with the Everly Brothers music. Yeah, if you are an Everly Brothers fan, this is the show for you. The Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers, featuring some very talented performers recreating those tunes. You can get the details or purchase tickets on their website, ashwaubenonpac.org.
It's time for Eye in the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, Materialized Again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th, Festival Foods Craft Oberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Grab your lederhosen and your dirndls because it's Oktoberfest. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And Appleton Oktoberfest is this Saturday, September 27th, beginning as early as 9 a.m. There's going to be live music, bunch of tasty, amazing food vendors throughout College Avenue, arts and crafts, and a family fun area. So don't forget to grab your stein, dress up, and enjoy the fall Oktoberfest in Appleton. Check it out by going to WGBW.fm and clicking events.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Rain.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Still time to get that Civic Media app downloaded if you want a chance to win in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Remember, it's free to download in your phone's app store.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Looking out my back door, this giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Looking out my back door.
Local news and timeless hits from back when the music was cool and so was you.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump's newly installed top prosecutor for the Eastern District of Virginia is expected to ask a grand jury in the coming days to indict former FBI Director James Comey. According to sources familiar with the matter, it comes despite prosecutors and investigators.